This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by Ms. Catherine Garcia, who is running for the mayor of New York City. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Our pleasure. So, we know that New York City has several challenges given the pandemic, but we, the Caribbean community, the minority communities, we also have our challenges. Challenges such as New York City school system being the most segregated in the country, immigration, and we do have concerns even as New York City is a safe city. How are you looking to address the concerns of the Caribbean community, which is about 2.5 million strong, as the next mayor?
Yes, the Caribbean community has been critical to New York City for decades. They have contributed over and over again. We need to ensure that we are advocating at the federal level around immigration, but also that we are ensuring that there is access regardless of your documentation status in the city of New York, whether or not that's health care, whether or not that's access to a job, or access to education. In terms of education, we have to completely rethink how we are approaching education. We need free childcare for 0 to 3 year olds so that they're ready for school for anyone making under $70,000. It also helps people be able to stay employed when you have secure childcare. We need to make sure that our local elementary schools have equitable resources, no matter what. That they have access to art and music and sports, because we also know there's a lot of trauma over this last year. If we are not doing enrichment, they will not be able to work through some of the challenges that they have, and we should be prepared for them to manifest in some way. In addition, at the middle school level, I believe we need to end screening. If we're looking at attendance, it's not a second grader who skipped school or was late. You know, we don't want to hold it against them that their guardian wasn't able to get them to school on time. We know that access means that we have to keep the parents involved in the process. So I would follow the District 15 model, where they eliminated screens, but they did it in a way that was in partnership with the families. At high school, I have proposed that we expand the number of high schools and actually admit them based on whether or not they're in the top 10% of their class by their grade point average. So it's not going to be dependent on whether or not you're at a quote-unquote good school or bad school. You would all get admissions. This really follows the Texas model, mm-hmm. where they have seen integration not only racially, but also economically.
Okay, I also want to touch on the way that pandemic has affected our communities disproportionately. How do you plan to address that?
We know that there are about 27 neighborhoods in the city of New York that were disproportionately hit by COVID. And this is really about a whole bunch of other issues. They were frontline workers. Mm-hmm. They went to work every day, so there was more exposure. We need to support all of our essential workers as we move forward. They lived in housing conditions that were overcrowded, so they couldn't quarantine from one another. We need to make access to affordable housing much broader across all of our communities. We need to help just build more housing so that the price comes down for everyone. We can fix that in the city of New York as we move forward. But those are really some of the key challenges. It was, what was your access also to medical care before? Did you have a primary care doctor? Did you have health insurance? Were you close to a hospital? One of the things we all learned was that Manhattan has 3 times more hospital beds than any of the outer boroughs. Mm-hmm. I stood recently actually in Queens because they're threatening to shut a safety net hospital in the Rockaways. This is the only hospital on the peninsula completely overrun during COVID. Imagine if they went from having several hundred beds to just 15. Who is going to serve those people when there's something like this could happen again, or even a regular medical emergency? We need to be building our healthcare infrastructure as we move forward.
So what are your words to the Caribbean American audience as to why they should vote for you as the next mayor of New York City?
Well, my real pitch to them is, I don't just make a plan, I actually execute on the plan. You can have a lot of slogans, but I'm the only one who's got a track record for actually delivering.
So can you give us some information about how one can contact your campaign, support in terms of volunteering, donating?
I would love people to get involved with the campaign, to support it. And you can go to our website at www.kgfornyc.com. Again, that's www.kgfornyc.com.
Thank you so much, Ms. Garcia. We look forward to having you back again, and we appreciate you being here today.
Absolutely.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.